With spring elections over, state lawmakers turned their attention to crafting the new two-year state budget. After Governor Tony Evers released his budget proposal in February, Republican legislators are now building their own spending plan, working with a $7 billion surplus. More than 1,500 people showed up Wednesday as the legislature's budget writing committee held its first statewide public listening session. Many of those testifying before the Joint Finance Committee came seeking more money for K-12 education.
Having no increase on the per pupil revenue limit for the last two school years has been extremely challenging, especially during a time when we've had to react to extreme inflation rates, staff shortages, and navigate a safe return to school amidst a global pandemic. Having no increase in the revenue limit during a time when we needed it the most has caused us to rely on one-time dollars, and these dollars are running out.
I was pleased to know that I had found an education facility that met my needs for my son and my needs as a parent as well. I found it within my community. I asked that you support closing the funding gap across all sectors of education in the state of Wisconsin so that our schools can continue to close the achievement gap that has plagued our city.
The Joint Finance Committee will hold three more public listening sessions on the state budget later this month in Eau Claire, Wisconsin Dells, and Minocqua. For more on this and other issues facing Wisconsin, visit our website at pbswisconsin.org and then click on the news tab.